No, they actually have a good team this year, or supposedly. It's hard to say. Depending on who you ask, they have a good team, but it's all over the place.
You were fucking ripping them a whole new asshole last week.
They were shit. Everybody left.
Exactly. So what, man?
If as diehard as those people at Mile High, how much as they pay for the seats, people were leaving.
I know. And a lot of people were staying.
Did your cousin stay?
Yeah, he did, and so did my friend all the way to the end. So it's like we did the same thing when we went to go. I don't know if you were with us, but I remember we saw the Rockets versus the Supersonics. And it was a playoff game.
Yeah.
And it was fucking, they were losing. And right when we were walking out, we heard the crowd go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and they came back and won. We're like, motherfucker. Anyway, so
I think I don't have faith in anything. That's the problem.
You don't, man. Not that I was like, I don't care either way. It's like, eh, it's just, it
if you watch a game and it looks like that, do you keep watching till the end or do you turn it off?
No, I turn it off because, like I said, I don't.
So you don't have faith either, really?
Yeah, no. Not because it's not that I don't have faith. It's just I don't care. You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, all right, yay. You know, it's exciting when it's happening. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you were to change the channel, I just don't give a shit. I wouldn't freak out if I was like somebody else. Like, what the mother, you know, like those diehard fuckers.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know.
It's
like, unless it was something like, I was like, okay, this is, if I had some like genuine interest, and you know when I do, right?
Yeah.
Then I would be pissed. Like if it was Akeem Olajuwon's last game and it was, or you know how something where fucking Manning getting his like his ring, or even freaking John Elway when I was there down there in Houston. And I remember we watched the thing, and my aunt sent me some Broncos gear, and I was the only one in whatever show restaurant we were, and I was wearing Broncos gear. But yeah, man, just because I always had a, you know, connection to Denver or whatever as a kid, and my aunt sent me shit. You don't remember that, do you? At all? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very small amount of things I remember, dude.
I know, dude.
Pretty sure that's not it.
That was like important. Well, I guess it was important to me, like obviously. But then again, I remember weird shit.
Did you ever get into the Astros?
Yeah, I did. Like as a kid, like Jose Cruz and all that shit. And, you know, I just remember my mom liked baseball, so then that made me like baseball for a little bit, especially when the Astros were pretty good, and then when my boss, you know, the guy at the drugstore, he was totally into baseball, and he would get these badass tickets right behind home plate and shit, and so we'd go to the fucking Astros game, and he'd teach me how to read it, and you know, and I went to freaking Chicago to see the Astros against the Cubs, but I wasn't like woohoo, you know,
right?
It's just, yeah. It's very rare that I have like a genuine interest in anything unless it's like metal or something like that, which is weird.
Speaking of metal, somebody's coming. I can't remember who it was.
Okay, well, good.
I'll figure it out. The Avs are playing right now. The Avs are playing, and then the Broncos are playing after that.
Holy shit, it's like your total wet dream right now.
I know. But I can't get this to come up. This is weird. What the fuck?
So we're going to have watch sports as we're doing this? Are we going to watch the game as we're fucking doing this?
Yeah. In the background? What's wrong with that? Can you multitask?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to have to pay attention.
I'm not really paying attention anyway. So. But unless you let go, oh, you motherfucker! Oh, and then you just go down and rip some dude like for doing his job. Like that guy.
You have a very pragmatic way of looking at sports, dude.
What does that mean?
You just have like a very like a, you know, just matter of fact fucking way of looking at it. They have to perform up to their fucking contract, dude. That's when people get annoyed.
Well, I mean, it's like, dude, everybody, I mean, it's not like they're robots or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, seriously. Anyway.
Yeah, we were like, the Avs were undefeated in regulation until yesterday. We lost to the Bruins, and it kind of shitty. We didn't play a good game, and the Bruins aren't that good of a team. not anymore. But now we have a back-to-back, and we're, like, losing by one goal here. So now I'm going to be distracted the entire fucking time.
Yep. Told you, man.
Let's see who's in town. There was somebody in town. Bands in town. Oh, I got that Strokes, Is This It? And it was the LP, the vinyl.
Uh-huh.
But it's all fucking kind of the outside's all kind of bent a little bit.
The cover?
Yeah. But the fucking, the vinyl's fine, completely fine. Yeah. So that's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's why it was so cheap.
But I got it for like $9.99 plus $3.99 shipping or $4.99. So it's like basically $12-$13. And like to get the cheapest new, brand new, whatever, is like at least twice or three times that price. So and that's a good price.
Where'd you get this off of? Temu?
No. This was an Amazon. It was just a third-party seller. Oh. But, you know, I looked at the reviews, and the reviews were like perfect reviews. I don't remember if they said that it was fucking crinkled, but I just looked at it, and it looked fine. You know, but then they didn't. You can't really tell. It's on a white fucking. It's almost all white, right?
Yeah, with the girls.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Would you have bought that for like $12?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not, man? I mean, you could probably have found it at fucking Second and Charles and scored it for like $10. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you got it for two. That's a pretty good price for that.
Yeah.
Like this ad for freaking Temu popped up on my feed, and it was for Insecticide from Nirvana. You know, remember that one or
yeah.
No? Anyways, like it was like it didn't have the price on it, but I'm like, fucking Temu selling a Nirvana. So I clicked on it, but it made me want to install the app. I'm like, ah, fuck, I don't care, you know. I have it already, you know, but just it's probably because of that. There's all the returns that people send back, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that fucking crumb sucker one that I got from Revolver? It had that huge chunk of wax on it, and it just, it was terrible. And then when I returned it, they probably cleaned it, and they sold it again, you know?
I'm sure.
Anyway.
And the fucking Alkaline Trio one that we both got.
Oh, God, that was terrible sound. Yes. Worst.
Viagra Boys are coming. AFI is coming.
I don't know who the Viagra... I've heard the Viagra... Well, like, why would you name your band the Viagra Boys?
I have no idea. Oh, Sigur Rós are coming. That'd be interesting. Mission Ballroom.
Who?
Sigur Rós.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They might be too boring.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be, like, straight.
Mars Volta, the 18th of November.
Yeah, I thought about that, just saw them. I saw them. We both saw them recently, like 2 years ago already, or 3 years maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was Pussifer, Red Rocks.
Yeah, I almost bought tickets for that, but it was like $65. I'm like, eh, I don't care. Dude, I got to like cut back on my money now, man. This whole fucking remodel bullshit is eating into my...
That's still going on?
No, I'm talking about the loan and all that.
Oh, you know? No, but I'm saying, is it done though?
Oh, no, of course not.
That's what I said. Is it still going on? You said no.
So, I'm going to stand up. I hate sitting down at long periods of time. But they freaking, last week, Zara's just getting fucking pissed off, dude. And she's like, I want my kitchen back. I want my fucking, and so they're like, all right. And they come in, they need to go, all we need to do now is just basically figure some stuff out. And at this point, they were painting our living room. So we don't have a living room. We don't have a kitchen. And we were like,
that would be fucking annoying.
And it was two nights. And then the third night, Zara's like, we need our living room. So
yeah,
they finished painting and doing whatever they did in the living room, moved everything back. And so this week they're going to work on the fucking kitchen and then get all that shit and then move everything back as far as like the refrigerator painting is all done. And so they're going to try to like get all the paper and the plastic and all that shit out of the way and like make it look presentable at least. And but that's, you know, are they going to do that or not? That's what we're, you know, that's what we're hoping for this week. But last week was just their focusing on, God, I swear, this is just a shit show of... I don't recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, it sounds like shit, man.
It is, dude.
So how do they do the price? Is it like basically a negotiated price and
yeah.
an agreed on price? And then if something unforeseen comes up, then they have to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And so far, only one thing. It was the bathroom. I don't remember if the under the toilet was kind of squishy around the toilet itself.
Yeah.
The whole wood underneath that was just
rotten.
Yeah. So they had to, he had to fix that. And anyway, yeah, it's bullshit. 200 stab wounds. They're coming with a bastard Dane. That's Hetfield's sons.
Oh,
click that. I think. Does it have the?
Let's see.
But that's kind of a cool name. 200 stab wounds.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Bastard Dane. Yeah. Dead Heat and No Cure. I don't know who those guys are, but I've heard of 200 stab wounds, but. Anyway.
Man, the internet is shit up here. What the fuck? It's like I pay extra for like faster internet and it's just like getting the loft and it's just dog shit.
Don't you have like a
I think I already have some Ethernet cable run up here. I just haven't like completed it because I was going to get like a little switch and I think I might get like a large rug or something and just run it underneath the rug, you know? So once I do that, I just haven't got a fucking...
See, Uli John Roth. I wonder how he would sound. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He's one of the original Scorpions.
Oh, okay.
And then he moved on, and then...
Helmet. You've seen Helmet, ready?
Not millions, but enough times for...
Oh, Rivers of Nihil might be cool.
Might.
Psychroptic might be cool.
Oh, that's a real name.
Yeah.
Psychroptic. That sounds like
Soulfly.
Soulfly.
It's one of the guys from fucking...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Sepultura.
Dude, he's had Soulfly longer than he was in Sepultura.
Except.
That's the one. Queensrÿche.
What, I have to log in just to fucking... God, I hate shit.
Yeah, I know.
I hate everything stupid.
It is. Really is.
Well, let's start the show.
Please.
All right. 5, 4, 3. Oh, I forgot the fucking thing. But it sounds all fucking scratchy. You hear it?
Yeah, it's not scratchy. It just sounds, yeah, warbly.
Hold on a second. I'll be back.
Okay. Here we go. So just start the show. Dude, we did start the show. I'm not going to talk, dude. I'm gonna play some piano. It is time to fucking let go of everything you know and move on.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Always remember two things in life. Firstly, from author Napoleon Hill, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Secondly,
I have no answers for you on how shitty and weird the world is.
Wise words, dude.
Thank you. That was a pretty good song, too, man. I was like, this sounds, like I actually know how to like form a chord or something, but then the lyrics kicked in.
I forgot to plug my laptop in. Hold on. This thing, it sucks that these laptops only last about like an hour.
Because the battery dog sucks. Shit battery,
I swear to God, I like always plug it in. So it's like you'd think this battery would last at least maybe an hour and a half or something, but I'm looking at it now. It says 61%. I was like, I'm not trusting that thing.
So, well, what percentage was it at the beginning?
I mean, I always plug it in for the show, right? And I only use this laptop for the show, so like it should be fully charged, but I don't know why it dissipated so fucking fast.
Oh. It's probably old, too. Older ones just fucking drain quick.
Well, I've replaced this battery a couple of times. This one's fairly new. This battery should be like just maybe like from last year.
And then I don't know, man. Like I said, if anybody can invent the equivalent of the arc reactor, that'll be a trillionaire right there, right? And for all we know, it does exist. And that's why fucking, you know, all this fucking bullshit is going on in the world, you know?
No one does anything that will make anything more efficient, dude. They will just fucking bombard us with bullshit that costs more to maintain, you know? Because that's just the way it is. Like, it's just like Chris Rock talks about, like, the money's not in the cure, right? So
right. They
just fucking keep, you know, making it more and more expensive. So batteries and high fucking, you know, voltage or high whatever, like capacity batteries, and then they probably have some shit that will run forever. They just fucking, it's buried in a fucking safe somewhere.
There's a, he said that they've created a way, a car that will last forever. Are they going to release it? Hell no. You know, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, they keep just churning out this, like, plastic.
I mean, at one point I understand, okay, cool. It's all about the economy anyway, or whatever. You know, that's just how society works, so they say. But at the same time, you're not giving it a chance to see how it would be, you know, if you would let, you know, things last longer and, you know, corporations die out and let some other kind of industry get, you know, born of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Industries were supposed to like phase themselves out at some point, and like the coal industry and every other industry that, you know, but they just, they want to hang on.
Yeah, Blockbuster.
They want to hang on for so fucking long to the point where like people don't need this shit anymore, you know, and then, you know.
Malls are closing.
They lobby against, you know, like, oh, climate this and this is bullshit. They're all just telling you lies. Well, it's not lies. You know, these people just are obviously invested in just keeping their industry, as you know, on as long as possible. They don't give a shit about your health or what the shit we're doing to the world and how the fucking oceans are just complete crap and the
coral is gone.
Yeah, apparently. The barrier reefs are dying and shit. It's like, oh, that's just like what happened anyway. Like,
it cycles. Yeah. Like, yeah, fuck off.
You guys realize you're arguing for the fucking rich to become ultra rich and the ultra rich to become mega, you know, mega uber rich. You know, that's it. That's all they care about. And everybody's just like, oh, it's just tribalism.
Like, well, fuck you, man. You will never get to the point where they are unless you hit the lottery somehow. And that's just how it is. It's the luck of the draw, man.
They're even shooting themselves in their own feet, man. Like the fucking farmers that voted for Trump, and they're praying. They're praying that he does something right. They're like, well, he fucked you guys over twice already, but you still won't vote against for something else, you know, like just vote for your own interest. It doesn't matter if you vote for mine or anybody else's, but just vote for something that you believe in. But he doesn't care, man. He wants to grift as long as possible for as long as he can until he dies. And that's his fucking thing. The sad thing is he's never going to be happy, man. It's clearly shit is in his head. His dad didn't treat him right. He's never going to amount to what his dad wanted him to be, you know? And that's,
he's the perfect example of the male that was not, did not have any type of therapy at all,
right?
At any point in his billionaire life,
or,
you know,
or any empathy from his parents or his dad or any approval, you know, that's clearly what he's like. Keeps my shit's the best, everything's the best. It's like, who do you know that has to go in a room and fucking brag about himself all the time? You know, like he goes into like, you know, a meeting of, you know, like political leaders, and he just talks about like, oh, America's the best, and it's like, no one wants to hear that, dude. They're just here to fucking figure out shit, man.
We're in the weirdest timeline. I mean, that's as simple as that. We made it to the point where things just get strange. And there's people that out there that says, well, every generation has it. I mean, yeah, true. It's true. Every generation has some weird fucking drama, political drama, any kind of drama, anything that's going on in that's what we're triggered because of the media and all that shit. If they would fucking actually get rid of the media at some point, at some faction or some, or people just stopped it, you know, I just think it would be a lot better of a place. Who knows? Maybe maybe that's a pipe dream, you know? Who's got the answer, dude, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, the checks and balances clearly aren't working because everybody's just powerless. Everybody's scared. You know, everybody's scared to fucking go against. Well, that's not right, but I'm just going to sit back because I don't want my job. I mean, my job means more to me than whatever else, you know? And it's fucking just.
Well, dude. You know, that's another thing. The jobs will fucking, like, they scare you into submission because you got bills to pay. You know, that's just like, that's where we're at in our life right now. We're fucking at the whim of a fucking corporation, really, because you know what I'm saying? We don't have the gumption or whatever to go out and actually like make a mark and, you know, on this world or, you know what I'm saying? Other than this fucking podcast, of course.
Every corporation, man, every corporation fucks everybody over, you know? And it's been that way for fucking, you know, decades and centuries, you know? I'm sure at some point you made an honest living, your company did well, you did well, and everything was passed on. It doesn't work that way. It's been fucked up for a very long time. And like, you know, the whole Reaganomics trickle down, that's the earliest I remember it happening. But people keep fucking plotting along, saying that that's working. Like, oh, if you make these billionaires rich, why the fuck do you care why someone's like super, so fucking rich that they can, you know, they can just destroy all of us? You know, you should be against that. You should be, if anybody should be holding people's feet to the fire, it should be the public officials, you know, like we should be holding those people responsible. I don't care who's in fucking office. If you're looking the other way, you know, and just making excuses for people, that's what's killing us, you know?
And then that's when you get into the deep state, man. It's like, they're not in charge, you know?
It's the lizard people. They're taking over.
You know, what if that shit was true? All of a sudden, like, oh, holy fuck. That fucking spaceship that's on its way here or whatever, that's like the lizard people. Like, that's their hometown or whatever, and they're like finally coming over to take over.
That movie V, The Visitors, was actually true.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to live that part right there. That was a premonition or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fucked up, really. Let's go get some guns, dude.
They should.
They have gun shows here, but not like in Texas, man. I remember in fucking Houston, they were just everywhere every weekend, man, you know? Like, we went to, I don't know if you ever went with us, but me, Adolf, and Duke went to a couple gun shows.
Yeah, that's where Adolf got his Glock, right?
Yeah. Well, he got that with his bartender buddies in Galveston or whatever. I wasn't there. But, yeah, we used to go, and I wanted to get one of those like small Dillingers. Like, I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to fucking hurt somebody, you know? Because those, you know what I'm talking about? Those real small ones that you just put in your like, you know, boot.
Yeah. You don't want to kill anybody. You just want to hurt someone with a gun.
Yep. I mean,
you can't predict what's going to happen if you shoot them, dude. Because it could bleed out, or you could hit a fucking artery.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't need no fucking like. You know, Glock, you know, it's just a little Dillinger that's like, it's just basically there to like injure somebody. But if I luck out and hit their artery, well, okay. It's not going to shoot their leg or their neck.
Yeah.
I'd go for the meaty part, like their stomach.
You said meaty part.
I guess the stomach is the best place to get shot, right? According to Reservoir Dogs.
From whom? The fucking, the person shooting them, right? If you want to, like, make it as painful as possible.
The person getting shot, if you get shot in the stomach, I think it's a longer or more painful death, but you have a more chance of living, you know?
I think getting shot in the ass would be much better.
I don't know, man. It gets kind of a, depends. Is he running? You know, if you're.
What does it matter?
Like, if you're going to shoot, you're not going to fucking shoot someone in the back, man. So, you know.
Why not?
Dude, that's
if you're not gonna shoot someone anyway, why does it matter? You get like you're doing it like all fucking, you know?
Well, that just means that like he was retreating, so like, all right, cool.
You just said you wanted to hurt somebody. You didn't say like, oh, I have to be all noble about it.
Well, I'm not gonna fucking like just okay, hope that I hit his ass or just hope to hit the fucking ground next to him. You know,
it's like when the British troops were like marching and they thought it was like, you know, cowardly to not march straight in and people would like flank them and kill them. You know, it's shit like that. You know, it just doesn't matter, man. You're just going to fucking die anyway.
I guess. If it's war, right?
Yeah, all's fair in love and war.
Okay.
That's where it comes from.
Anyway, so that's the lizard people rant. I don't even know how we got to the lizard people. Because of the fucking bullshit.
The Illuminati. We're talking about the Illuminati.
Yeah, the Illuminati. I don't know. Some of that stuff is kind of believable, but at the same time, like, I don't think humans are that smart to do something that deep without it getting busted yet, you know, like straight up busted.
I don't think humans have to be that smart. Just a large number of them have to be that easily manipulated, you know? So it's just that thing where like you can be a little bit smarter and all you have to do is just prey on people's
stupidity. Insecurity,
xenophobia, insecurity, internalized racism.
Right. You find basically fear.
Yeah. You find one common enemy. It's the brown people. That's their problem. It's the same shit as the fucking Jews, you know, in Nazi Germany. It's them. They're the one to blame for fucking bringing our country down.
Right. Yeah.
And then all you have these dumb parroted people on the comment sections like have nothing to do with politics. There's just a random video about something.
Yeah, this is because of those fucking libs.
It's like, oh, shut up. I see. God damn, man.
Really, dude? Like, God. It's so weird, man. So weird.
What's wrong with you?
I've seen, I saw something pop up and, oh well, it'll come to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was something about somewhere in California. Oh yeah, California, and they're just ruining the fuck. Oh yeah, no, it was something in Colorado, you know, and fucking liberals are ruining the country. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Everybody's ruining the country because you're stupid. You just believe your one little pipeline of fucking fed information. And it's like the weirdest information and you just believe it.
It's, you know? Like, you know, have you not like stopped to like actually think that you're part of the solution or the problem?
Yeah.
And they don't.
Some people do. That's
That's what I'm saying.
Those are the ones that escape and say like, oh, I was ex-MAGA. And then this one girl, I saw her, she posted, she's like, I'm ex-MAGA because what I did to get out was I used critical thinking. It's like, fucking hallelujah. Is that so hard? Most people do that all the time. You know, that's like in every life you should use critical thinking. Just like, okay, question this. Why am I getting this charge? Or why is this happening? Who do I need to fucking vote for to get this to get passed so I don't have to deal with this bullshit anymore? But instead, they just like sit there and look at the news and their one news channel, their one fucking anchor or whatever, and say, oh, yeah, that's how it is. And it's probably their fucking, yeah, that's right. Ugh, people, man.
Yeah. People. God.
It's on the other side, too, but it's not as bad, you know?
Like, well, I mean, it also depends on how deep you're looking.
Main reason for just, like, being more leaning liberal in, like, the history of fucking the time that I've been able to vote and shit is just, like, I don't like people telling me what the fuck to believe in, you know, or what to, you know, what I can read or what I can't read. It's like, leave me the fuck alone. If you don't want to read it, don't read it. I remember when Married with Children fucking got shit from that person, and, you know, that one, these housewives that, oh, this is offensive, and then you just don't watch it. Watch something else. There's millions of things to fucking watch nowadays. There's streaming. There's all kinds of shit. You don't need to get
this
shit.
This is recent?
No. This is a long time ago. I'm just saying, like, this from. I just remember all that shit. The PMRC, the fucking, you know, stickers on fucking record labels and all that shit, record albums and shit. It's just, it's been from the as soon as I was born, you know, like, all this bullshit. Just like.
Well, yeah, it's just intensified now.
Freedom of religion also means freedom from religion. I shouldn't have to fucking worry about, you know, you just making like just blanket fucking laws, you know, centered around shit that I don't even believe in.
Well, man,
it's separation of church and state, man. But it's taken over.
And that's the thing. It's all this bullshit is just basically building all this frustration, not just you, me, everybody else. It's just, it's like, it sucks. I hate this feeling. why can't we go back to, I mean, I know it's impossible, but like, why can't we go back to the simple times of like, just like, it's the connectivity of the constant connectivity. If we fucking, if we put our fucking phones away, we just put them in the corner or leave them here at the house when you go out, you know, like you used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see if you could do it, because that's how things were done. Remember, like, you would call your person or whoever you're doing. It's like, hey, you guys open? Hey, you want to go do this? And then just go meet or whatever and leave your fucking phone at home. Do you think you could do that?
I could. I don't know if a lot of people would.
I've done that a couple times, not on purpose, but when I don't have my phone with me or forget it, I'm like, it doesn't bother me.
It's a convenience. You know, that's all it should be. It's just like, if you want to do banking real quick, or you want to like transfer money, do this, do that, or, you know, map something. It's helpful. I used to have to like print shit out from MapQuest and then take it with me, you know? So yeah, a lot of things are fucking helpful now, but you shouldn't use it as a fucking crutch to just sit there and burn out your brain. And God help you if you're reading any of the comments to anything. It's just like the biggest collection of dumb fucks ever.
And then like right now, I was like, wait, and I'm hell talking all this bullshit. Like, wait, where's my fucking phone? And then I'm like, oh my God, where's... And I started like, and then I turn around, it's on the stair thing here.
See?
You know, and that's fucked up, man. Because everything's on that goddamn thing now, you know?
Yeah, but you don't need to check it all the time unless it's an emergency.
No, like, honestly, I don't. I'm trying to keep... Because I get these fucking notifications, like, but the usage, and it shows me, like, all the different times, and, like, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm on the fucking internet, like, a lot, and I just need to put it away and just, you know, put it away. Put it in back of me, you know? Like, when I'm driving, it's in my pocket, you know, and that's it. You know, I just... focus on the song that I'm listening to, unless I'm going someplace, then of course you need the fucking map and all that. But
yeah,
even then, do you remember the time? Well, I know you're kind of bad at it or whatever, but like before, like MapQuest and before anything, you'd have to like remember how to get someplace, and it just fucking sucked. Like, I remember when we saw Pearl Jam and Soundgarden at that fucking place, we had no clue where it was. So we drove out like the day before to go check it out. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but okay. Yeah, probably
did. No, we did. We drove out there beforehand.
And wasn't there like such a thing as a key map though? I mean,
yeah, there was a key map.
I used to buy key maps just to figure out shit, where to go.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
And I could actually read a map. Some people can't even fucking read a map.
Yeah, I could read I could read them too. That's when I did the delivery driver. I had a key map, but yeah. I just like wrote it down. Like someone would tell me, he's like, yeah, you need to go, you know,
that company has to be out of business, right? Key maps.
I'm sure they're online, man. I mean, I don't know if that, maybe they've, hopefully they've evolved into like the digital age.
Yeah. You know? But nobody uses those anymore. You know, like everybody uses fucking GPS.
Well, I mean the company, you know, I guess there's a way to find out, right? Key map. Who made key map? Key maps.
Yeah, so the Broncos are playing the Cowboys today, and I don't feel good about it, but I'm trying to be hopeful. The Cowboys have a really badass offense, but kind of a shitty defense. And the Broncos, when they play well, they have a good defense. And they say, if you have a good defense, you can usually... you know, neutralize a good offense, but we'll see what happens.
They still make apps or maps, dude, like physical maps.
Yeah, I guess there's always people that still, you know, I'm sure there's people that still use VCRs.
And there's like the Harris County. I guess this place only did Texas because it's Harris County, Fort Bend,
Galveston. I think I kind of remember that too. Yeah.
Interesting.
So what the fuck did other people use at that time, then? You know?
Yeah, what about... Unless Texans are just fucking weird.
Yeah, if you're not from Texas, a key map is this big orange booklet where you just... There's a thing in the back. What is it, an index or glossary, whatever. Yeah, you look up the fucking street, and then it is...
You would have to, like, look at the coordinates of which page of the map would be, like, in H. You're like in column H or cube 7.
No, but first you look up the street in the back, right? And then there's like a number of pages, and then you go through the pages, and then you have to find the page you're on, and then you have to look like it's like A1 or something like that, and you have to like court, you know, it's like battleship kind of. You know, you have to find it somewhere around that area.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Was it?
I found it as a kind of a challenge, you know. It was like, ah, cool, you know, I found it or whatever.
Yeah, it's cool to know how to use a map in case you have to, because, like, fucking shit could go, you know, short. God forbid if you fucking, like, go to, the like, some wilderness area, you don't know how to read a map or some shit, and you can't rely on your phone because there's no signal or anything, you know.
Yep.
So it helps to know some shit, just fucking just, like, I don't know, hands-on bullshit instead of relying on electronics. Electronics kind of sucks, man.
Like, how do... Now I'm all curious. Like, was that key map only in fucking Houston? Because according to this, it's Houston. The company's in Houston. And, like, what if happens if you lived in Seattle? How did you find your way around in Seattle in, like, in the 80s and 90s? Is that a deep thought or what?
I'm typing it in to see. They don't know what I'm talking about. They're talking about something completely different.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go.
If anybody knows.
God, please. If anybody knows, please let us know. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes. What time is it? Let's figure out that first. We have some articles. Maybe you play some... Okay. We have Dane. No, this is science. God. Science news.
We have Dane. Oh, good. Thank you.
Science and news with Nat and Tony. So much better than that religious baloney. Science guy, Bill Nye, and that black dude, his fucking name.
Neil
deGrasse.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole song, is it? The fuck?
Yes.
Scientists reversed brain aging and memory loss in mice. Scientists found that young immune cells made from human stem cells can reverse signs of aging and Alzheimer's in mice. Scientists at Cedar Sinai have developed young immune cells from... What the fuck? Why did these pop... Scientists at Cedar Sinai have developed young immune cells from human stem cells that reverse signs of aging and Alzheimer's disease in the brains of laboratory mice, according to findings published in Advanced Science. The breakthrough suggests these cells could eventually lead to new treatments for age-related and neurodegenerative conditions in people. Clive Svensson, PhD, Executive Director of the Board of Governors Regenerative Medicine Institute and Senior... God damn it! This page isn't responding bullshit. Fuck off. What is this? Why does this do this?
What are you talking about?
This, like, every time I, like, watch.
Okay.
This bullshit.
Oh, the... Close that... Yeah, that's why fucking... All these fucking...
You can't even just read an article anymore, man. I swear to God.
You know?
There needs to be something where, like,
these people are trying to make money, man.
I understand that, but there's got to be a fucking... compromise, man.
There's a website that I follow this guy on Instagram or whatever, and he tells you all these different websites where you can bypass all this shit. And it just shows you the fucking words.
Look at this. This is retarded. There's like, look how many fucking things are going on at the same time. That's why your internet is like.
What sucks is like when you try to close one of them, you accidentally activate it, and you just paid this guy, which is fine or whatever. But you know, God damn it. So
anyway, I'm going to try to get past this. Improved memory and brain cell health. Mice that receive the young immune cells outperform untreated mice on memory tests. Their brains also contain more MOSI cells within the hippocampus, a region essential for learning and memory. The numbers of MOSI cells decline with aging and Alzheimer's disease. A project scientist in the Svensson lab and lead author of the study. We did not see that decline in mice receiving young mononuclear phagocytes and believe that this may be responsible for some of the memory improvements that we observed. In addition, the treated mice had healthier microglia, specialized human immune cells in the brain responsible for detecting and clearing damaged tissue. Normally, how the fuck do you say this? I can read fairly well, but
microglia.
Science is so stupid, man. I swear to fucking God.
Well, dude, they're running out of words.
Just make it simple sounding, man. You don't have to sound all fucking like
micro G. That's right there. You didn't have to go microglia.
Pronunciation. Let's see how you say this piece of shit.
I hate you so much.
Microglia. What do you think it is?
Microglia.
I just said that. Yeah. You have to say something else.
I can't, man.
You can't just say what I say.
Well, that's kind of what I said before. Microglia.
Microglia.
Oh, okay. Well, I just guessed it after I fucking took this long.
Well, it's like, that's the thing, man. You have to like sit there and like.
It's hard to tell when you're reading them.
When you're actually like reading it, and then you're like, "What the fuck is that?" You have to like.
Okay. Normally, microglia lose their long, thin branches as the brain ages or in Alzheimer's disease. But in treated mice, these branches remain extended and active, suggesting preserved immune and cognitive function. How the treatment might work. The exact mechanism behind these benefits is not yet clear. Because the young mononuclear phagocytes did not appear to cross into the brain, researchers believe that they may influence brain health indirectly. Well, we always hear this, though. We heard this like decades ago. The same shit. Just like, just do something, man. Just fix something, for fuck's sake. Can you fix anything?
I know. That's why fucking people are getting frustrated with science and shit. Like, what's the last thing you like fixed?
Look at this. If I can get past this ad. I fucking hate ads. I hate every page. Japan's new prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, is a metalhead and a drummer.
Oh, I didn't see that she's a drummer.
Japan has elected its first female prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, and she's not your typical politician. According to CNN, Takaichi is a longtime fan of hard rock and heavy metal, citing bands like Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, and Deep Purple as favorites. She also still finds time to drum. I play after my husband goes to sleep. How the fuck does he sleep when she's drumming? Takaichi has spoken about her love for music and motorcycles in past interviews. In 2021, with Friday News, she recalled her rebellious high school days. I was often late and used a motorcycle to get to school. I wore a jersey under my skirt, straddled the bike, parked it behind the school, and climbed over the wire fence to get to school every morning. I know it's against school rules, so I know it's not allowed. The college years were equally Rockfield, she said. I was a heavy metal fan and played in four bands as a drummer. In my second or third year, I even played in a professional backing band performing behind Mariko Kobayashi, the Janus of Niwa Nanawa. It was a lot of fun. Why can't we have cool leaders like this? We have this fucking shithead.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I mean, there's the the mayor of Albuquerque is a metalhead, so... There's that.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the leader of our country. Their leader of the country is actually cool.
Yeah, I know. One of these days, man. We have
this soft-skinned bitch fucking always bragging about his dog shit. Fucking.
Why do we have to, like, fucking vote for 80-year-old men? I don't get it. It's like every other fucking, like, occupation would, like, shun them and say, hey, retire, man.
Yeah. Or my 80-year-old guy is better than your 80-year-old guy. I'm like, fuck no, it's not. He's not.
God. Anyway.
Let's see, what else do we have?
Bunch of bullshit.
They're using mushrooms for memory chips. Mushrooms show promise as memory chips for future computers.
What?
Fungal networks may be a promising alternative to tiny metal devices used in processing and storing digital memories and other computer data, according to a new study. Mushrooms have long been recognized for their extreme resilience and unique properties. Their innate abilities make them perfect specimens for bioelectronics, an emerging field that, for next-gen computing, could help develop exciting new materials. As one example, researchers from the Ohio State University recently discovered that common edible fungi such as shiitake mushrooms can be grown and trained to act as an organic memristors, a type of data processor that can remember past electrical states. Their findings showed that these shiitake-based devices not only demonstrated similar reproducible memory effects to semiconductor-based chips, but could also be used to create other types of low-cost, environmentally friendly, brain-inspired computing components. Being able to develop memory chips that mimic actual neural activity means you don't need a lot of power for standby or when the machine isn't being used, said John LaRocco, lead author of the study and research scientist in psychiatry of Ohio State's College of Medicine. That's something that can be a huge potential computational and economic advantage. So there you go. We're going to start to compute with mushrooms soon.
It is the last of us, man.
It is. We probably are going to fucking create some sort of Last of Us, like, you know.
Super mushroom.
Yeah. Cordyceps shit that takes over our brain. Oh, yeah, this is good. You can plug it into your brain and, you know, it'll, like, be a computer and you can remember shit. And they'll use it for people that with memory loss and shit. And then it turns into a fucking zombie, like, thing that creates the Last of Us fucking whatever they call the infected.
started watching the second season and just kind of stopped and like, I need to pick that back up again.
I haven't seen the second season yet.
Yeah, okay. We watched, we finished watching this political series called The Diplomat on Netflix. It's with that chick from Felicity back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Carrie something, or I don't know. Carrie Russell?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Didn't you run over somebody?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, I don't know.
Do you want to just skip the fucking break song and just go straight through?
Dude, I'm the one that's okay, man.
All right. We'll just skip it. What else do we have? Let's do fucking who's shittier. Oh, no, we have a game. That's right.
I like when you, like, plow through, man. This is awesome. It's like,
the theme for this one is 80s and 90s fantasy sci-fi action type films. So get your head wrapped in that and try to remember, you know.
Are they like theme songs or they just...
No. Yeah. No, that's... the music you have to recognize yourself, but the other part of it, the movie part, are like those kind of movies. So just think about 80s, 90s action, sci-fi, fantasy. All right?
Okay.
Okay, number one. Our first part of number one.
She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Second part of this one.
You must learn to conceal your special gift and harness your power until the time of the gathering.
What gathering?
When only a few of us are left, we will feel an irresistible pull towards a faraway land to fight for the prize.
Okay.
You.
First part of number two.
He doesn't understand that he's the one who has the power to stop it. He simply can't imagine that one little boy could be that important.
Is it really me? Maybe he doesn't know what he has to do! What do I have to do?
He has to give me a new name. He's already chosen it. He just has to call it out.
Second part of that one. Okay. First part of number three.
So gather up the jackets, move it to the
second part of number three.
I wouldn't even trust them to wipe their own noses.
No, sir. It's much too difficult for them.
What sort of supreme being created such riffraff? Is it not the workings of a complete incompetent?
But he created you, evil one.
What did you say?
Well, he created you, so he can't be totally...
Never talk to me like that again. No one created me. I am evil. Evil existed long before good. I made myself. I cannot be unmade. I am all power.
Okay, first part of number four. Second part of number four.
Step forward, Baron.
Address me as Prince Baron.
No longer. Princess Aura, under our persuasion, has implicated you on a charge of high treason. You're under arrest. A prison ship will be here shortly to take you away.
You tortured Aura.
An interesting girl. I think she found it rather enjoyable.
Clytus.
Hmm?
First part of number five. Second part of number five.
What is to be done? This man is dangerous.
It is said he is able to cue.
Impossible.
We have seen it with our own eyes. On occasion, the imprinting does not take. They behave erratically when they awaken. We find them wandering like lost children. But this one was different, yes?
What has the doctor to say about this?
He has failed to report in.
And Mr. Quick?
No more, Mr. Quick. Mr. Quick, dead. Yes.
Okay. First part of number six. Okay, second part of that one.
This sword has been in my family for five generations. It has never known defeat until now. This jewel represents my family name. This one is our alliance with the Holy Church in Rome. Huh? This one was my father's. Hmm? From the Crusades. And this.
Oh, sir, you don't think no. I took that one?
This is mine to fill. Each generation is called upon to follow its own quest.
And what is your quest?
I must kill a man.
Tell me, does this walking corpse have a name?
His Grace, the Bishop of Aquila.
Bishop? I see. Well... Well, then you have much to do. And I've already been enough of a burden to you. I do hope our paths cross again one day.
I need you to guide me into the city.
Not for the life of my mother, even if I knew who she was.
Okay, last one. First part of this one, or number seven. Second part of that one.
Don't move. The beast is fierce. But if we show no fear, we might escape.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got to show them who's in command. You owe me your life, but I'll accept this as payment.
Okay, what do you have for number one?
Nothing. I didn't know any of that.
This song? You don't know this song?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know the name of it. It's been so long.
And you don't know that this one?
You must learn to conceal.
That's clearly Sean Connery.
Yeah, but he's been in a lot of movies.
But action, adventure, fantasy?
From the 80s?
Yeah, just think about it. It's a very popular movie. It was kind of corny, but they're remaking it too. So that's my hint I'll give to you. There's going to be a remake that's
really
coming out soon-ish, yeah.
Who made, what company? Disney?
No.
Oh, I don't know, dude. What is it?
It's She So High is a song.
Okay.
And Highlander is a movie. She So Highlander.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was in Highlander? I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Did you ever watch Highlander?
That's with the blonde dude, right?
Yeah. The French guy. But yeah, he was the guy that taught him all that shit.
Yeah. No, I never saw Highlander.
Ugh, dude.
Sorry, man. I saw parts of it. It looked kind of corny.
It was corny, but it was still good. Number two.
Never Ending Story of My Life.
Yep. Number three. I'd be surprised if you got that one. Or you got the second one, maybe. Or the first one.
It's Chase. It's Closing Time Bandits.
Oh, you get it. Okay. Did you know that was Time Bandits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jumping Jack Flash Gordon.
Yes. Number five.
Rainbows in the Dark City.
I never seen Dark City.
Oh.
Number six.
Oh, so it was Dark City.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a Lady. Then I don't know the.
Okay, I'll give you. This one might be hard. It had Rutger Hauer and Matthew Broderick, and which is kind of a weird role for Matthew Broderick. And it was like a set in like some the Knights and whatever.
Killers?
No. Michelle Pfeiffer was also in it. And Rutger Hauer turned into like some sort of panther, and Michelle Pfeiffer turned into like a hawk.
Oh.
And they were cursed.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know that sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's a Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk was the name of the movie.
All right.
Okay. Number seven.
Number of the Beast. Master?
Yes.
Okay.
So you got everything except for She's So Highlander.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You actually got more than, I mean, I was surprised you got Time Bandits. Like, is he going to know this one?
Yeah, I saw Time Bandits like a lot, man,
as really?
A kid. Yeah.
I only saw it once in the movie theater. I thought it was weird then. Remember like the very end where she touched that burnt toast?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's when I kind of like started liking Evil, I think.
Evil's cool.
Yeah, I think that was kind of, I mean, obviously I was a kid, so,
yeah,
you know. To me, it's like, oh, that's a good representation of evil. You know, everything's just, you know, a big old charcoal and burnt and to... Anyway.
All right, two more things and we're out.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
Just plow through this bitch.
Let's plow.
This is Visitors by The Value of Human Life.
What time is the game at?
2:25. So we got like an hour.
Okay. From Iowa, they're not bad, you know? I don't know what that means, but...
Not from Iowa.
I'm just saying.
Just act like Iowa doesn't put anything good out.
I think this wouldn't be bad if it was produced a little different.
Okay.
So I'm okay with this kind of. I mean, it's not my go-to, but I could have it on the background or whatever and doing something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, I just happened to see this, but Jakey Lee's got a Running with the Devil deluxe edition where he's got like, he plays like covers of things, I guess. He does Seek and Destroy. This is sold out, by the way, so good for him. Wango Tango, Journey to the Center of the Mind, Get Down, Make Love, Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang.
That's freaking Ted Nugent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he a true guitar hero, Jakey Lee, shows the kids how it's done with this awesome collection of cover tunes recorded with some of the greatest voices in hard rock. Features covers of Van Halen, Ted Nugent, AC/DC, Metallica, and others with vocals by Deep Purple's Glenn Hughes, Warren's Janie Lane, Rat Stephen Piercy, and Testament's Chuck Billy. So that's cool. Good for Jake. Good for Jakey.
Yeah, man. I hope people like the freaking show him some love. Obviously,
I think he is getting a lot of love lately, just because you and I have the same feeling that a bunch of other people do. Just like he got fucked over.
Yep.
Okay, this is Mrs. Tick Tick Tock by Turning Pin.
Tick Tick Tock.
Mrs. Tick Tick Tock wears a watch. Let us know just when the star.
I mean, the execution isn't bad. It's just kind of corny.
I mean, that was weird.
Yeah. This is Ignite by Solid Space Reality from Australia. No, oh, my God. Way.
Go on, dude. Wait.
This guy has a body in his fucking basement.
Dude, all of a sudden, they just like out of nowhere, blam, he comes out front.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's cool, but at the same time, it was corny.
40 Acres and a Pool by Dan Blackroyd.
Remember, remain relaxed. Because if you start fighting the water, it'll fight back, and that's when you get in trouble.
This is going to be awesome.
Is that real? Oh, wow. Holy shit. Is this fucking Lennon Beasley? The evolution of Lennon?
Sounds like it. History
coming through. Wow. Five for me, 500 for you.
Mystery, what to do? I'd see this guy in a show.
He would be perfect for like a movie background scene, like in a bar.
Yeah.
Like in a. Okay. All right. Good for you, Dan Blackroyd. Blackroyd. Okay. Oh, instead of Ackroyd, Blackroyd.
Blackroyd. Yeah.
Is Black Shelton the person, or is?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know why I picked this. This one isn't that bad. This guy's just weird, you know, which is fine. Yeah,
that's what I said. Is it freaking...
Like I'm on drugs. Let's see what this one.
Okay.
This is badass. Why did I pick this?
Total like 80s, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy that there was music like this in our time that...
Yeah. His dad probably was a big 80s guy.
If I was tripping balls, I'd have this on in the background, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's, I mean, any of these really.
Yeah. Okay.
This isn't that bad of a bad batch
yeah.
this time around, which is good.
Watch this by Ponyverse from Idaho. Why did I pick this one? This isn't terrible.
I mean,
it's corny.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
That's what I say. Both of this band and the other one are totally 80s, man.
Yeah.
They're,
I think it's this one that only.
Yeah, he won. Go to his other songs.
That's pretty bad, man.
I think go to yeah.
Wait. Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Pick an album. He's got a ton of them. Sadly,
go to.
How about this one?
Yeah, sure.
Universal Unity.
That's like me playing.
This kind of sound kind of like you.
See?
I think you play a little bit better than that.
I don't know, man. It sounds like I'm listening to a mirror.
His solo's longer than yours.
See? Yeah, he's a tad better. Except he's out of tune.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what sound is it?
So I guess this is a instrumental. Just one long solo.
Yeah, it sounds kind of bad.
One long solo.
Well, how about Believe You Me?
Look at how much you can get it all for.
Oh, he's just a guitar virtuoso.
I guess he's just...
Something like kind of newer. Maybe he sings in the newer ones. I did think that's why he doesn't sing, because he sucks at it.
Using the auto tune.
This is pretty shitty.
Yeah, dude won this week.
Okay, I'm done with you, dude. All right, Factor Crap. Go to the next one. Let's see.
Fuck.
Where is it? Why can't I never find it? Where? Oh. What the fuck? Oh. You come to see the show, and we're gonna rock and roll.
Question number one. Mock apple pie was often served during America's Great Depression of the 1930s, when fruit was scarce and expensive. To replace apples, crackers were baked in pastry with cinnamon zest, or cinnamon, lemon zest, and sugar.
Hey everybody, I'm here to see how fast sperm goes into my face.
Mock apple pie was often served during America's Great Depression of the 1930s, when fruit was scarce and expensive. To replace apples, crackers were baked in pastry with cinnamon, lemon zest, and sugar. I say fact.
Because
I think that's how they just got a variation of...
My PC just shut down. It just fucking shit on itself.
Really?
Yeah. It's that we ran into some problems, so now it's rebooting. Fuck. Huh. So I'll say fact.
Yeah, but you're still running, so okay. I say fact too.
Yeah.
It is fact.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a couple seconds for sound bites. What the hell happened, man?
It's going to be okay, dude. Or do you...
It'll take me like a second to load up. I need to get a new setup. Oh, because updates were fucking in the background. I swear to God, every time I don't pause updates and we're running the show.
And it just forces
shit
it.
Shit fucking. Even if they tell it don't do anything, it just still does it anyway. I fucking hate Windows, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Mac. I'm going to get all Mac setup.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Well, you can get old Macs, dude. We don't need something super high tech to fucking run this fucking pile of shit. I mean, not referring to our show as a pile of shit.
I am. I'll gladly offer up that analogy.
A pile of poop.
That is an analogy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I guess it gets good to the next one. We'll skip it.
Thank you. It's seriously. The Black Adder. This is in question number two, of course. The Black Adder, a snake found across England and Europe, is not a venomous snake. Now, just come up with a soundbite now, dude.
Hold on.
I
can do this.
Like, for now, like...
No, I can do this. Hold on a second.
All in the quest for a soundbite.
I can play it on my phone.
Jesus.
Home is funny, man.
You got that off your phone?
Yeah.
Why do you have that on your phone?
I'm accessing the
oh, okay.
Networked. Like, yeah, I would just keep this on the phone.
That's my ringtone when you call.
What is this?
Fucking weird chicks like melt down this cup to shove up their snooch.
what is even that?
Did I call it a snooch?
Yes.
All right, question...
Oh, wait, did we say what it was?
No, I have to read it. The Black Adder, a snake found across England and Europe, is not a venomous snake.
That's crap. I'm pretty sure Black Adder is venomous.
Yeah, Black Adder is like a Marvel character, isn't it?
It's also a very good British Britcom.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's where I heard it from. I say fact. No, I say crap. You said crap too, right?
Yes.
It is crap. Since all adders are vipers and all vipers are poisonous, the black adder's scientific name, Vipera baris, tells a toxic tale. All right. So far, two questions down. Question number fucking three.
I thought Windows 10 was supposed to fucking finish their updates. They're still, like, nagging me. It's like October was when the last updates went through, and they're still, like, this thing's still on Windows 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Should be.
Or no, wait. It should be. No, I'm sorry. I did force this one to Windows 11. Fuck. It's that other one, that shitty one that we use for your computer, the laptop. That one shit on itself when I tried to force it on Windows 11. It said, we can't do this. We're shutting down. Like, oh, fuck you.
We'll talk about that in detail.
What?
All right, so here's question number three.
Fucking Coke.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Coke bottles with special yellow caps are sold during the Jewish holiday of Passover to indicate the bottles contains no corn syrup, no corn syrup, making them kosher.
Hold on.
I hate you. There's, like, levels. Come on. You hit all of them.
Come on, you thing. You stupid thing. Fucking take it.
Take it. Take it, you bitch. I'm pretty sure squirrels don't give a fuck.
There you go.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
Coke bottles with a special yellow cap are sold during the Jewish holiday of Passover to indicate the bottles contain no corn syrup, making them kosher.
Fuck. Crap.
I say fact, just because they're weird.
Jewish people?
Just people in general. Yeah. That they would have a certain, like, segment of people that would want that.
Yeah.
So I say fact. You say crap?
I say crap too. Oh, no, I say fact too. I changed my mind.
It's fact. Coca-Cola began producing kosher drinks in the 1930s, but it wasn't until 1990s that the yellow caps first appeared. A Coke is a Coke, and no amount of money can get you a better Coke than the one bum on the corner is drinking. Andy Warhol. Okay. He said that, apparently. Question number fucking four. Whose was... Is this Emma's?
I think so.
Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's. it gets me every time. The game of cricket originated in Belgium, not England. Oh, did you hear about the cum-flavored shit? the game of cricket originated in Belgium, not England.
I say fact. I do remember. Crap. I think it's from India, right?
That's the first thing I thought was India.
Okay, I think it's India. So I'll say crap.
But I would say, you know, India wasn't, weren't they like occupied by English? So who knows? I say it is fact.
Oh, fuck.
Shit. New research shows that Flemish weavers who immigrated to England introduced the game and its name into the English. A sticky wicket. Oh, okay. And the last question. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number four or five. NASA stopped painting the fuel tank on the space shuttle because the white paint added about 60 pounds to its weight. We should consider eating our own poop for a better future. NASA stopped painting the fuel tank on the space shuttle because the white paint added about 600 pounds to its weight.
Fact.
600 pounds, man. That's
a lot of paint.
Yeah, that is a lot of paint. So why would they even do 600 pounds worth? I say crap. It is fact. Damn it. Guess correctly. You rocked it.
Hola, I'm a Mexican woman. 600 pounds. Would love to fart in your mouth.
We're done. We have about 45 minutes to go get something to eat and bring it back before the game starts.
Dude, we don't need to see the entire game. Please.
We do. I want to see the beginning.
No, because
the commentary.
No, dude. No, you I'm don't. Kidding. Because all of a sudden, you're going to, like, from the beginning, the outgo. If they're not, like, good instantly, then you're just going to. But if we catch it while it's already been playing, you could, like, oh, okay. You can gauge.
And suppress my rage.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, believe it or not, it's a new As I Lay Dying song. He keeps coming back.
Dude, well, man, you keep letting him.
It's actually pretty good, though.
See?
And the singer's actually, you know, I think he's the better singer than the last one. The clean guy.
He's got something to prove, dude.
Okay, this is As I Lay Dying with Echoes. Later.